Well, the title of the message this morning is The End of This Age. The End of This Age. I was hoping to finish the book of Revelation this morning, but I realized in trying to prepare my final sermon that I needed to complete last week's sermon. So this week's sermon is the second part of what we looked at last week. Last week we looked at Revelation chapter 20 and the millennium in which Christ will rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years upon the earth. This is 1,000 years of peace, a time of rest, as in a Sabbath rest in its typology. And we saw that at the second advent of Christ, the battle of Armageddon takes place. The Antichrist and the false prophet are slain and cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Satan, the Bible tells us, is bound and cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, where at the end of it he will be allowed out for a short time, which we saw was 3.5 years again, to deceive the nations. This is a period of God's last test to man. Man's final rebellion before evil is completely judged and totally destroyed from the earth. At the end of 1,000 years, we saw the great white throne judgment that takes place, where the wicked dead shall be judged according to their works and cast into the lake of fire forever. Then Revelation tells us there will be a new heaven and a new earth by fire that all who are righteous will enter into God's kingdom. We also spoke last week of two kinds of eternal people that will enter into the millennium. And Revelation tells us that blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. And we are told also that these resurrected people will be priests of God and of Christ, and that they will rule and reign with him 1,000 years. But to fully understand Christ's kingdom upon earth for the millennium and which natural people enter into it, we have to look at what Jesus said about the end of this age in relation to what John saw in Revelation. Remember that at the second advent of Christ, he comes back with his heavenly armies to destroy the Antichrist, the false prophet, and their armies. And Armageddon, we saw, is symbolized as a winepress. It is also